Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about when to let people go. And what I suggested yesterday, my theory is that life is short and that why not surround ourselves with people that we enjoy and people that bring out the best in us. And as we look through the group of people that we know, that we interact with, you know, one of those groups that probably makes sense to disassociate yourself with, if you can, are people with impure motives. There are people out there that are friends with you because they want something. There's something you can do for them. There's something that you have, but they're friends with you for a particular reason, or they're being nice to you for a particular reason, but you know it's not pure. You know, you can just sense it. And there are other people that come across as being friends, but whether they're insecure or they have envy, they want to see you fail. They want bad things to happen to you. It's just a strange thing, but there are certain people out there that are like that. They wish ill will upon others. And so if you're now including any people with what I'll call impure motives in your circle of friends, maybe it's time, you know, to eliminate that person, to find another circle. I mean, there are some places where it makes sense. But if you've got someone that's not looking out for your best interest, right, that really is wishing things for you not to work out so well, that's not a friend. And honestly, it's probably someone that could sabotage things that you're doing in life. So I think it's incumbent upon you to find a way out. Right? And we're going to talk later in the week about how you do that and some ways to separate yourself. But start to think about ways to create distance between yourself and these people with impure motives. There's nothing positive that can happen there. There's a lot of negatives that can happen there. Nobody likes to be used. And we don't even like to acknowledge the fact that it could be happening. But you know, deep down, there's a few people that you can probably point to whose motives are impure. And make it your business to distance yourself from those people. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, or they can pull on the show. And if you've not yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about separating yourself from people that you've grown beyond or grown apart from. People who it no longer makes sense for you to be friends with or to associate with. But for today, I just want you to identify those people in your life with impure motives. Do what you can to separate yourself from those people.